USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Facing intense scrutiny from President Donald Trump and his Republican allies, Hunter Biden announced that he will step down from the board of directors from a Chinese-backed private equity firm at the end of the month as part of a pledge not to work on behalf of any foreign-owned company should his father win the presidency. Biden revealed his plan in an internet post written by his attorney, who outlined the defense of the younger Biden's work in Ukraine and China, which have emerged as one of Trump's chief lines of attack against Hunter's father, despite no current proof of impropriety. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law to counter Trump administration plans to increase oil and gas production on protected public land. The measure bars any California leasing authority from allowing pipelines or other oil gas infrastructure to be built on state property. It makes it even more difficult for drilling to occur because federally protected areas are adjacent to state-owned land. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A large section of a Hard Rock Hotel under construction beside New Orleans' historic French Quarter collapsed amid blinding dust and flying debris, killing two people and injuring more than 20. Rescue workers continue to search for one other person still unaccounted for. Officials said 18 people were taken to the hospital. Several others went to the hospital on their own. They said none of the injuries were believed to be life-threatening at this time. The four people killed when gunfire erupted at an illegal gambling club in Brooklyn were all local men, police said, as they continue to investigate the circumstances of their deaths. Police said just over a dozen people had been gambling with dice and cards at the small club when the violence erupted just before 7 a.m. on Saturday. The unlicensed club had a sign identifying it as the AAA Aces Private Social Event Space. Investigators are still determining if it's a gambling dispute, a robbery, or something else to blame. Two handguns were recovered. Multiple shots were fired. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jane Fonda, the actress, has marched in many protests through her years and now has gotten herself involved in climate change, including getting arrested on the Capitol steps. And she's promised to do it each and every week for the next 13 weeks.
I have moved to D.C. for 4 months. I keep thinking of Greta. I think of those young indigenous kids from Standing Rock who ran at age 9, some of them ran all the way from Standing Rock to D.C. The least I can do is move my body to D.C. and then every Friday in front of the Capitol we're having a fire drill where we will speak about a specific issue having to do with climate change.
The 81-year-old Academy Award winner will demonstrate on the steps of the U.S. Capitol to ask lawmakers to put an end to fossil fuel drilling. She's calling the protest Fire Drill Fridays, and she says they're a combination of Swedish activist Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Future protest and the activist group Extinction Rebellion's Civil Disobedience. The Joker keeps winning at the box office. Studios estimated that The Joker added $55 million from North American theaters. The Addams Family exceeded expectations and took second place in its first weekend at theaters with $30.3 million. Gemini Man stumbled out of the gates. The Ang Lee film about an assassin on the run from a younger version of himself starring Will Smith opened in third place with $20.5 million. It cost a reported $140 million to make. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.